Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable, and this is John Katzmatidis. And when I say good morning, America, I mean all of America. Today, we have from Canada, Ambassador John Prato. He was the ambassador and the consul general for 5 years in New York and representing Canada. Good morning, Ambassador. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, John. How are you?
I am fine. There was a major meeting between Prime Minister Trudeau and President Trump this week, and a lot of people, a lot of business people, are wondering what's going on between us and our closest neighbor, and I'm glad you called in to give us the pulse of the situation.
Good. Well, first of all, I'll state that it was a very good meeting between the President and the Prime Minister. They've had an ongoing set of conversations for the last few weeks, so it was good that they finally met and sat down and talked about issues that are important to both nations. And the most important key is that both individuals were elected on creating a much stronger and better middle class and creating jobs for that middle class. So much of the discussion focused on how we can improve trade between our two countries. It is already the largest two-way trading relationship in the world. It's responsible for 9 million jobs in the United States. 35 of the 50 states in this great country we call the United States of America have their number one export market as Canada. That means New York trades more with Canada than the next two countries combined. So to put it into context, Canada buys more goods from the United States of America than China, Japan, and the United Kingdom combined. So the key where they tried to focus is how do we create more trade? How do we reduce the barriers? How do we make sure that that border does not become a block on the free, legitimate trade of goods and services? So overall, they had a very, very positive meeting on making sure that we could create more jobs from this close relationship.
Do you think there will be any kind of tax?
You know, the tax is, you know, it's right now it's hypothetical. It's not a firm policy that's been placed or introduced, but our Minister of Foreign Affairs made it quite clear that Canada would oppose a tariff on Canadian goods entering the United States. And John, you got to remember, our trade is pretty balanced. You sell more goods to Canada than we buy from the United States, right? So that's a key item to remember. And the other thing is, quite a large portion of our trade is supply chains. So you know the car you buy that's made in Detroit or made in Chicago or Flint, that American-made car, that car goes back and forth across the border on average 8 times because different parts and pieces are made in our two countries. So if you start introducing tariffs, you're going to increase the cost of those goods and you're going to break those supply chains that create so many jobs for Americans. And the other point, remember, this great country imports roughly 8 million barrels of oil. If you put a tax on that, that's going to show up into much higher fuel costs. So think about gasoline. Think about your heating oil. Think about jet fuel. So you've got to be careful that when you start talking about tariffs, you're actually talking about increasing the cost of doing business, the cost to individuals when they go buy things. And in addition, countries start saying, well, if you're going to put a tax in, I'm going to put it on tax. So at the end, we're not better off. We hurt each other.
So you're confident that they had a great meeting and things would just go on and be normal?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's not things are going to be normal. I think both of them are going to work to make it even better than it is. And that's really been the challenge for every president and every prime minister. How do we make this relationship even stronger than it is? Like, can you imagine a country of 36 million people buying more goods from the United States than China, Japan, and the United Kingdom combined?
Well,
that tells you something, right?
Thank you. Ambassador Prato, thank you so much for being on our show this morning and bringing all Americans in the United States and Canada up to date. And we hope you join us again in the very near future.
I always listen to you every Sunday morning. It's how I start my Sundays, John.
Thank you. This is the Katz Roundtable. We'll be right back.